News Talk 104.5 FM and AM 920 KVL. Good afternoon. I'm Steve Evans. In studio with us is Greg Miles. Now, Greg is the current county commissioner for Duchesne County, and he is also co-chair of the 7-County Infrastructure Coalition. And Greg is also the incumbent candidate on the Republican ticket for the Duchesne County Commission. And I understand, Greg, you're running unopposed. Is that correct?
Yeah, running unopposed.
Yeah, well, okay. So far, unless you have a write-in candidate,
Write-in candidate could still file.
All right. Well, you've done a great job for the citizens of Duchesne County, and we appreciate the service that you have provided. You've been very involved in the Uinta Railway as co-chair of the 7-County Infrastructure Coalition. I believe you've also been involved at the CIB, haven't you?
I have, yeah. I've served on the CIB board for a couple of years now.
And for those who don't know what the CIB board is and why that's relevant, could you explain that just briefly?
Yeah, so Permanent Community Impact Fund Board is the full name of that board, and CIB was designed to return money back to impacted counties. So Duchesne and Uinta County, definitely big impacts from oil and gas extraction. Another mineral extraction, and CIB prioritizes those funds go back to a county of impact.
For those who maybe don't know what community impact is, they're royalties on mineral extraction.
Yeah, federal mineral interest that comes back to the county.
So a portion of that comes back to the county of origin, most impacted. And I understand that the 7-County Infrastructure Coalition, you've been involved in many projects that have benefited. The most prominent one, of course, is the Uinta Rail. And this is on the minds of a lot of people. Could you give us an update on the Uinta Railway project? I understand that there's some permits that still need to be reinstated. Let's start with the Surface Transportation Board.
Yeah, so when we won in the Supreme Court, they remanded that decision back to the Surface Transportation Board for full approval. We had approval at the Surface Transportation Board before the lawsuit, and so now they have to go through a process and allow those who don't want to see the Surface Transportation Board reapprove our application. They give them time to speak. That deadline was yesterday.
Okay.
So now we're waiting for the Surface Transportation Board to give us our full approval back. And then a couple of other things that we still need to do. Obviously, there is some engineering. You know,
Do you anticipate any problem with the Surface Transportation Board reinstating that permit that they've already allocated once before?
Well, our hope is, I mean, they've already approved us, and we just won in the Supreme Court, so we anticipate that they will give us that approval
All
back.
Right. And the second item that's on the list of things to do, Forest Service permitting?
Yeah, we've got to get our Forest Service ROD, Record of Decision. That ROD depended on information that was in the federal EIS that was part of that Surface Transportation Board application. So we've been working with the Forest Service. Our local supervisor has been excellent, and the rest of the staff at our local Forest Service office. We've been working with them, and we hope to get that approved. Another one is the Record of Decision from the Bureau of Indian Affairs. Mm-hmm. We've also been in close consultation with the acting superintendent. And
where the Ute Indian Tribe is a partner with this, I don't anticipate that being a problem.
No, right? they have been very supportive. And honestly, the White House has been very supportive and has been keeping close tabs on our project as well. And they are very interested in seeing the project done. We actually hope to have an executive order come from the White House soon.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Would the executive order do?
Well, it would ask for a streamline approval for permitting.
Okay.
And there's a lot of other critical minerals that are in the Uinta Basin, and so I anticipate probably that executive order will have some other information related to critical minerals acquisition in the Uinta Basin.
Now, is there any support that is needed from Congressman Kennedy or Senator Mike Lee? Is there any federal support that you need from our elected officials?
Yeah, I think, we know that we're still going to have challenges. And so we will work with our federal delegation, at which have been very supportive, by the way, Senator Lee and Congressman Kennedy. They've been uber helpful in any way that they can. And we will still need help of Congress, likely.
Okay. I'm gonna pin you down on a timeline, because that's the question that everyone seems to be asking, is when?
Yeah.
What would your response be?
Soon. To that question? we hope that we can get going on construction this year. We've got some engineering that we still need to work on.
So it's possible, you're hopeful that you can begin laying track and moving dirt this summer.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
There on the tunnel specifically, we've still got to do some geotech discovery. So okay. They'll bring in some drill rigs and complete that.
We know how to do that.
They've started
between Carbon County and Uinta County. We know how to do that.
Yeah.
So just to refresh the public's mind, there's a pretty big tunnel that needs to be excavated or drilled up Indian Canyon to get that 2% grade. Is that correct?
That's correct. It's a 3.1-mile tunnel. And that's the longest lead time item for construction of the rail project. And so that will need to start as soon as we possibly can. They'll work from both ends, from what I understand, and drill both directions and meet in the middle. Yeah, it'll be an engineering marvel, but it's exciting to see things moving.
Economic impact, do you dare wager into that, what that will be through the construction project?
You know, Steve, I think that's the one thing that keeps me awake at night. How do we deal with the push? I think trying to figure out how we navigate and move forward economically, because we are going to have some big growing pains. We know that.
Yeah.
Housing. I don't need to tell anybody in the Uinta Basin the constraints we have in housing. And infrastructure. It's going to be a big lift, but I think that the benefits are amazing. If we can get this rail project going, we'll find a way to do it.
We can find money from state and probably federal resources to help us with infrastructure. Are you positive of that?
I think so.
Confident with that, I should say.
I do. Yeah, I am confident. We did approve private activity bond funding through the coalition. Unfortunately, that bucket is pretty well tapped right now. Mm-hmm. So Congress would have to reauthorize some funds into that bucket, but there are some other programs that we can go after.
Now would be the time to ask, is that something that we need to ask Senator or Representative Congressman Kennedy and possibly Senator Lee and Curtis to get involved with and getting some legislation on that so that we can get that funding needed?
Definitely.
For infrastructure?
And there are some buckets of money at the state level too, as far as dealing with rail crossings that we could apply for. There's actually a new bill, I think it was last legislative session, that made funding available for rail-impacted communities to improve railroad crossing. So there are some state funds as well.
So we can utilize some of those state funds that are available. Let's switch hats again from Seven County Infrastructure Coalition. I understand there's a new county that is being added to the Seven County Infrastructure Coalition. So thus a new name. What is the new name of the Seven County Infrastructure Coalition? And who is the new county?
Yeah, thank you, Steve. The new name is the Rural Utah Infrastructure Coalition.
Headline, Rural Utah Infrastructure Coalition.
Yeah, okay. You heard it here first.
Yes, okay.
San Pete County has joined the coalition, which we were ecstatic to hear their interest of joining. The Rural Utah Infrastructure Coalition actually had an application into the CIB to work on coal port.
Yeah, are there coal resources in San Pete County?
There are. Yeah, okay. They're one of the big four. We kind of have the big four coal counties.
So they just as well receive some of the benefits that come from extraction and reinvestment in infrastructure in rural Utah.
Well, and we want their voice too. I think we're united as a coalition, and the reason we have the coalition is it's tough for a small county to get these big type of infrastructure projects to the finish line. We're stronger together. We can make a bigger difference, and we want their voice. We want them to be a part of those solutions when they come.
Greg Miles, those who are just joining us, Greg Miles is co-chair of the Seven County Infrastructure Coalition, now the Rural Utah Infrastructure Coalition, and he is also county commissioner for Duchesne County. And Greg, switching hats to county commissioner position, what are you most excited about as county commission as you look towards the next 4 years?
Oh, there's a lot of...
Railroad aside.
There's a lot of things to be excited about. I think we've got a lot of work to do on infrastructure, as mm-hmm. we've already touched on, particularly water. You know, the Colorado River issues that we're facing.
Water resources in Duchesne County, are we okay with those water resources as far as irrigation and culinary water, or is there more work that needs to be done?
There's some more work that needs to be done. And, you know, I don't want to beat a dead horse here, but we kind of got the short end of the stick with Central Utah Water Project. Mm-hmm. And so we would hope that we could develop.
They kind of took our water down to Strawberry and the Wasatch Front, didn't they?
They did, yeah. What the Bonneville Project Rascals. Siphoned a lot of money out of.
Is that a good
of,
word for it? Rascals?
Rascals. Yeah, that's a good
for
word.
For radio.
We want to see some of those other projects that were promised to the Uinta Basin. And we're actually really excited about the pump storage project that Uinta County's been working on. That's going to be huge for the Uinta Basin, especially the Ashley Valley. We've got to develop some more storage.
Okay.
We've been visiting with Congressman Kennedy on the possibility of building some small storage facilities.
Really?
In Duchesne County.
That's great news.
They won't be big, you know, Steinecker or Upper Stillwater.
But they don't need to be if you have several, right?
You're
if
right.
you have four or five of them, and that can just help us manage this natural resource all the better.
Yeah. Right. And I think we've got to be better. And I want to tip my hat to those who have conserved, especially in the oil field. Oil companies have been very resourceful, and reuse has become one of their top priorities. And
right.
in some cases, they're reusing 70% of the water, the produced water, and using it back in frack, which is amazing because then we're not tying up or using this finite resource we have on the surface. They're taking deep water, aquifer water, and putting it back in when they're doing completion. So
okay.
hats off to them. We've got to look for more ways, though, to conserve water. And the counties have been leading the charge there. We're finding ways that we can conserve water.
All right. Well, as a media company, we pledge our support to help you with educational efforts in conserving, because we are going to be in a drought situation this summer. I think mid-January, we can pretty much forecast that. Is
yeah.
that right?
Yeah. It would take a lot of water for us to catch up and have a
right.
gangbuster year. But I think we'll be okay. And we've got to do more, though, to make sure that we've got the adequate supply to grow.
Well, Greg Miles, you are here on behalf of the Duchesne County Chamber of Commerce this morning. So I want to recognize that. So thank you for being here and supporting the Duchesne County Chamber of Commerce the way that you and the other commissioners have over the years and the great service that they provide to our communities. So thank you. Are there any final thoughts that you have as county commissioner or as Rural Utah Infrastructure Coalition co-chair, or as a candidate, or as a Duchesne County member,
well,
Chamber of Commerce member?
I really
you wear a lot of hats, my
I
friend.
I do wear a few hats. I appreciate the work that you do, Steve, in educating our constituents in Duchesne and Uinta counties. It's admirable what you do, and I would hope that people would pick up a newspaper, listen to the radio, find out what's going on. And there's a lot to be excited about in the Uinta Basin. We have a big voice because of the interest the state has in our area. It's important that we take care of those resources and use them wisely, too.
Okay.
So I just encourage your listeners to be involved,
All
know
right.
what's going on.
Greg Miles, co-chair of the newly formed Uinta or Rural Utah Infrastructure Coalition, formerly Seven County Infrastructure Coalition, with the addition of San Pete County. We want to welcome them to the coalition. Also, you are a candidate for Duchesne County Commission. You are the only Republican candidate that's on the ticket right now. So congratulations to that.
Thank you.
And we look forward to four more great years.
Thank you, Steve.
All right, Greg Miles, thank you for joining us here on News Talk 104.5 FM and AM 920 KVEL.